I'm Lauren Magenta with WRPR News.
As a child, Shannon Collins showed great affection towards her father.
I'd like to think I'm a lot like my dad. My dad was the life of the party.
Michael G. Collins, May 28, 1952 to January 23, 2001. The gravestone says, living in our hearts forever.
Shannon Collins grew up in a busy house. Being the youngest of five was quite the role.
It was a lot of fun, you know, my dad worked a lot, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. It was a pretty quintessential happy childhood.
How did the family dynamic change after your dad passed?
It's hard to describe a shift in our dynamic or, like, a shift in the way we behaved because, you know, we were still the same people we were. We just had to, like, continue without this pivotal person in our lives, and it definitely changed us in the long run. I'm definitely a different person than I probably would have been if he hadn't passed away. You know, I've lived longer now than I had with my father, so.
He has left quite the memory behind, and Shannon has every intention of passing that memory along.
How are you going to teach your children about the grandfather they don't know?
The stories. There's millions of stories about my father, funny and weird, but, you know, there's tons of stories to tell. And you know, my sister just had her first baby, and I want to tell her, and I know she does too. It's just, it'll continue because he was an important guy, and he wasn't with us long, but the time he was, he made an insane impact. He was a great dad. Did everything he was supposed to do, and then some.
I'm Lauren Magenta with WRPR News.